My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, I'm optimistic that things will work out with Trent. I'm not sitting here knowing what day it'll be. I mean, we're getting close to playing a game, so like, my mind is completely on preparing for a game without those guys. But yeah, I feel when two sides want to get a deal done, usually it happens.
Interesting. Kyle Shanahan, the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers, optimistic that something will happen with their left tackle, Trent Williams. Well, here's Lynch, the general manager of the 49ers, when asked about Brandon Ayuk yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into our communication again, but, you know, there's, at some point you got to play.
Yeah.
A little difference there in the way that those questions were answered.
Mm-hmm.
John Lynch, the name. Couldn't remember his first name for a second there. It's early. They gear up for Morgantown. Don't look at the clock and see that it's 8. I should be awake by now.
I mean, we've been in here for a long time.
Been in here for a while. John Lynch, the general manager of the 49ers. It's time to start playing football, basically, about Brandon Ayuk. Well, guess what Brandon Ayuk didn't do yesterday?
Play football.
He did not. He did not play football. And all of a sudden, you've got Brandon Ayuk eating up one of 53 roster spots instead of one of 90 roster spots, and now it's a big deal. And Lynch also said that Brandon Ayuk had been cleared. He had neck and back stuff, which is why he hadn't been practicing. I mean, let's just call that what it is, fake neck and back stuff. And I think they had a certain level of patience, and they were always going to have, the 49ers were, a certain level of patience with Brandon Ayuk in the situation here. But I think yesterday was the day that they thought, if it ain't done, if you ain't traded, if we don't have a contract, no matter what the status, we're trying to win a Super Bowl. You got to be here, and you got to practice, and you got to help us win. And he wasn't. And now they can fine him. And Doran, stop me if you've heard me say this before, my friend. I have never felt better about him getting moved.
Goodness.
I've never felt better. I think Brandon Ayuk has pushed it so far now.
You think that was the moment?
I think there were a lot of moments leading to the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
And I do think yesterday was that straw. Just listen to the way they talk about Trent Williams.
Mm-hmm.
We are optimistic that something will get done with Trent. Meanwhile, Brandon Ayuk, it's time to play football. Trent Williams ain't out there practicing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it time for him to play football? No, that's not what he said. They're optimistic.
They clearly don't value Brandon Ayuk.
It's Trent number one far and away for them.
It's everybody. It's Juwan Jennings. It's Christian McCaffrey who got paid. It's drafting a receiver. The message has been sent. If you can't see the message, Like, I wouldn't want to be there either, and I wouldn't even want to come back. And at this point, it's like, all right, we're all here preparing. And Trent Williams will go down probably as one of the best tackles ever. I mean, he's going to be Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
So I get it. But they clearly value everybody else over him, over Brandon Ayuk. Like, at this point, like, I wouldn't even, like, that. It feels toxic even being there. Like, even putting on a helmet, even practicing. If I have missed this much time or even a week trying to prepare to get back to a Super Bowl, I would feel animosity from other people towards me. Like, I just feel like it's time to just get rid of them.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
Just do it. Like, it's not going to happen.
If you find me, if I were in Brandon Ayuk's shoes, you find me, peace. I'm done. See you later. He was seeing how far he could push them, and now it's rubber meets the road time. And you don't value me. You don't want to pay me what I think I'm worth. You want to pay, like you've said, everyone up over my head. And now you're going to find my ass when we don't have pen to paper on anything? No, screw you guys. That's why I feel really good about this now. We haven't seen the Steelers go out there and add any wide receivers. Not really. They threw someone on the practice squad yesterday, but they haven't made any meaningful moves at wide receiver since cut down day. They did nothing leading into cut down day when you figured some trades would happen. They missed out on opportunities all off season long to address the wide receiver position. I think for them, it's been Ayuk or bust. And so now if I'm Omar Khan, I am jumping as a shark on all the chum in the water. And what I'm doing is I say, hello, Mr. Ayuk's agent. We'll offer you $1 million. And we ain't taxing you the way they're doing it in California. So we're offering you more, and it's going to be more money directly into your pocket. They're fining you. They don't value you. We have spent all offseason turning up our noses at every possible option at wide receiver, Brandon, because we value you that much.
We want you here.
We love you.
They do not want you there. Come be a part of something in a place where you're wanted.
You know who won a Super Bowl? Not Brock Purdy, our starting quarterbacks, won a Super Bowl, big guy. Get in here. We got the Russ bus. Choo-choo, get on board. Do you like that, Russ bus?
Choo-choo.
Mm-hmm. Get on board.
The Russ bus.
Mm-hmm. Jump on a moving train. Wait.
What did he say?
He said, great nickname. I like that. The Russ bus.
I don't think it's a nickname. It's more of a movement. Organic, grassroots. Get on board. The Russ bus. Choo-choo. Wait.
It's a bus.
He's talking about a bus.
Honk, honk.
I'm choo-chooing the bus.
Yeah.
Hong Kong, get on the Russ bus.
Yeah. Choo-choo's train.
I mean, you can really, I got to get away from that. You really can paint the picture that it's exactly the opposite here as it is in San Francisco. Look, okay, but much better team in San Francisco. I understand you guys kicked the hell out of us with your help last year. But they have had every opportunity, Mr. Ayuk and Mr. Ayuk's agent, to show you the love, to respect you, to value your worth. They haven't done it. You want an extra year? You want more guaranteed money? Come right over to Pittsburgh, where we have had chances to get guys, and we didn't because we value you that much. We love you. We think you're the missing piece, Ayuk.
Okay, I'm Ayuk's agent, and you're throwing that at me. It's like, oh, it's all well and good. I'm going to go tell my client that he's wanted in Pittsburgh. But
don't forget the Russ bus thing. Make sure you get that in.
Russ bus is there. Honk, honk. Russ bus, baby. But before I talk to Brandon, I'm going to need you to do something, Omar. You're going to have to sweeten the deal to get this done, because that's what's the holdup. He could have been there. I'm going to need you to get this done because San Francisco, the 49ers, want obviously something specific. Can you come close to that this time around? And I'll be on the first flight with my client to Pittsburgh. You need to sweeten the deal so we can push this through. That's what you have to do for me, and we'll be there.
I just don't think that the Steelers are in a position where they can give up a rostered player for this guy.
But it's coming. It's not really Ayuk. It is the 49ers of not getting what they want from the Steelers.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know that the Steelers have what they want.
They have something.
I mean,
you
can
figure something out.
I ain't giving up,
paid for.
I ain't giving up Nick Herbig. I ain't giving up Freiermuth. I ain't giving up Pickens. I ain't giving up Highsmith. What do you want? We don't have tackle depth. We don't have offensive line depth to trade from now because Sayamalu's hurt.
I want 2 seconds.
Okay, done.
2025, 2026.
I would do that in a heartbeat instead of the second and third that had been rumored out there. I would do that in a second. I would do that in an absolute second. 2 second round picks for, I think, the missing piece potentially of this offense? Hell yeah, you do it. Hell yeah, you do it. If that's the hang up, absolutely. If it's just that Brandon Ayuk hasn't made up his mind, well then God help us all. But if it's about compensation and you need to give him a draft pick that's slightly earlier than the draft pick that you have on the table, yeah, sure, do it. Because the Steelers are desperate too. Like, that's the reality. I saw some yesterday tweet, like people who are closer to it in San Francisco, that now the 49ers have more leverage because they can fine Ayuk. I think they could have fined him the entire time if they really wanted to. Like, they're kind of staking now into their ground now, but if they
could have fined him,
like,
before, I think the preseason money.
Yeah.
Which is like $1,000, $2,000.
They could have done something, and they haven't. So I don't know that buys them any extra leverage or not. What I do know is the media in San Francisco has done a complete about face on this. I was going through and I was doing Twitter searches, and all the guys on our brother station out there who host shows like this one were saying, you can't win with this guy. He's a malcontent. He's selfish. And a lot of those people said, you can't lose Brandon Ayuk. And now they've been pushed. You just wonder, and it sounds like with John Lynch, they might have been pushed to the same place. Is this selfish? And is that always a negative word? Like, if you don't look out for yourself.
Yeah. No, it's not selfish.
Where's Pat Freiermuth's contract? He didn't have it yet. He'll get it, but he didn't have it yet. Where's Cam Hayward's contract? They've shown up and worked every day. What's it got them?
Mm-hmm. Like, you want to be compensated fairly for your production and performance.
Yes.
I mean, it's not difficult. It is, because you know you want to negotiate and you want to have the upper hand if you are the business negotiating with the employee. I get that. But they are showing they're showing what they feel. So if I'm negotiating and I feel like my performance is at this level and I should be compensated for this, but you're balking at that, you're telling me that I am not important to your business. And that's what they've told them.
Yes.
A bunch of times.
Yes. Over and over and over and over and over again.
They're still doing it as we talk right now with Trent Williams.
And so why would the media take such an about face turn on him in San Francisco? Like, what? You have the franchises back and not the players back? Like, I guess. But the way I see it, and the way I would see it if it were here, is a guy just wanting to get paid his value. Like, when he has been a 49er and on the field and playing for them, nary a peep's been heard from that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like he's Deontay Johnson and
he's
fighting with Mitch Trubisky.
And yeah, he produces.
He produces. It's time for the 49ers to, you know what, or get off the pot here. And maybe Ayuk needs to do the same. Maybe he just needs to finally say, I want to go to Pittsburgh. We're done here. Like, maybe you actually have to shut that faucet off and say, I'm not negotiating with you guys anymore.
There's nothing that you could put in front of me that I'll accept.
Yes. Yes. You would have, I think that might need to happen too. We'll see. I feel pretty good that this situation has rotted away at its core in San Francisco to the point where now, if they were testy before, there's legitimate anger now. And I think that might be the precipice to finally get this thing done with him coming to Pittsburgh. There is one little tiny detail, though. There were reports not that long ago that the Commanders could be involved again. And I will tell you what. I might quit on the spot. I will be so filled with rage. What are we, 25 days in since this thing was on the goal line with the Steelers? And if he gets traded, and it's to not the Steelers? Hell, man, I might just keel over on the sidewalk.
And that's where he wants to go.
Right.
With his buddy.
Right.
Jane Daniels.
Some breaking NFL news, Doran. You ready for this?
Yes.
Patriots head coach Gerard Mayo just informed his team that Jacoby Brissett will be New England's week one starting quarterback versus the Bengals. Per Jeremy Fowler and me, he says. Can't you just give Fowler some credit?
No.
You know, take it all for yourself, Mr. Schefter.
Yeah.
He'll be the guy that breaks the Ayuk thing, though, right? If and when it goes down?
Yes.
Close second pony?
No.
I think that gives them the best chance to beat the Bengals week one, the Patriots. I don't think they're going to, but I do think that gives them the best chance. So I like it. because I want the Bengals to lose as someone who wants to see the Steelers make the playoffs. Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. It is 8:14. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. See what they can do for you. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Coming up next, we have not really talked about this Sam Alu injury and how the Steelers might go about replacing him for maybe the first four games of the season. We'll get into all those machinations when we come back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We'll get into the Isaac Seumalo injury in a couple of minutes. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Woo. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The reason we're going to table that discussion for a moment is because, according to Field Yates, Dorn, of ESPN, the Browns have restructured the contract of Deshaun Watson, converting about $45 million of his 2024 base salary into a signing bonus. They've created $36 million in cap space. Cleveland now has over $62 million in cap space, the most in the entire NFL.
Hmm. What are they looking to do?
I don't like the smell of it.
Oh.
I do not like the smell of it. Brandon Ayuk wants to play for Mike Tomlin, or he wants to play with his buddy Jaden Daniels, but he also wants to be valued. And what if the Browns, with $62 million now in cap space, say, you want to be valued? How about we make you the highest paid receiver in football, even though you're not? You're going to say no to that?
Man.
And they were willing to make the deal in the first place for Ayuk.
Right.
Now, I don't know that they would still want to include Amari Cooper or how real those rumors even were in the first place, but you're not doing this for bleeps and giggles. Like, you're not doing it if you don't feel like you might have something else lined up here. So they're rearranging their deck chairs. And by the way, the NFL salary cap's a total friggin' joke. It's a total joke. They have one move and you get $35 million in cap space?
Right, just giving a guy upfront money.
Golly! And you hate to see them be able to do it because you figured they boxed themselves in with a terrible contract and gave up a king's ransom for a bad guy and a player who hasn't stayed healthy or played well for them. But here they are with $62 million in cap space. You add Brandon Ayuk, just rolling with it here. If you got Brandon Ayuk and Amari Cooper and their running attack and their offensive line, it's one of the best rosters in the NFL.
Jerry Jeudy.
Mm-hmm.
And I did see that Jameis Winston could be on the trade block.
That I wouldn't do if I'm them. I mean, it would depend, obviously, on the compensation.
Huntley's there, too.
I'd get rid of him in a second if someone wants him.
I mean, you wouldn't get rid of him to get Ayuk?
Well, I don't think that those would be related. I don't think that they'd be interested in Jameis Winston.
As a backup to Birdie?
I don't think that changes anything for him. I mean, if that were the case, then yeah, I would give him up. But if not, if it's a separate deal, then I would absolutely want to keep him around. Because Deshaun Watson hadn't played well enough. He hadn't stayed healthy. And I think Jameis Winston's going to turn the football over. But lest we forget, Joe Flacco, you go back and look at his stats last year, won games for them, put up points, put up yards, put up touchdowns, turned the ball over a lot. So if they have a better version of that, a younger version of that in Jameis Winston, I think you're in a pretty good spot if you were to lose to Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, they're up to something.
Oh, it smells bad. Cleveland always does, but they smell a little different now.
Yep.
And I don't like it. I also don't like Isaac Seumalo getting a pec injury and being out about a month. Dulac reporting it's not a season ender, could be a month. Schefter reporting the same thing. I guess Spencer Anderson's going to get the first shot. We talked to Jeff about that earlier. He's been the guy that's rotated in there. Man, Spencer Anderson had a hat for 8 games last year. At least according to Pro Football Focus, he only played 1 snap. So he's not a rookie, but really he's a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not him and they don't make a roster move, it's going to be Mason McCormick, who is a rookie. So you could be in a position where it's Faltanu at right, Broderick Jones at left, and a 1-snap guy or a no-snap guy at left guard. This is a disaster, Doran.
And Frazier at center.
Oh, yeah. So rookie.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Young.
You know what they're not going to do? I mean, Faltanu's not going to play game one. They're going to want as much experience as they can possibly have next to
James Dana.
James. Well, yeah, right. He's the only guy with real experience. Right. He's the only guy with experience. And whomever the replacement is for Isaac Seumalo, they'd rather have Dan Moore, I guarantee it, play there than Broderick Jones. Like, even when Seumalo gets healthy.
Yeah.
My best guess is what they do because of this injury is if Seumalo is healthy, he's your right tackle, Dan Moore's your left. And Broderick Jones is on the bench. Or Faltanu's on the bench. But I think this makes it all the more likely that Dan Moore Jr.'s your starting left tackle, because I just don't see them starting inexperienced next to inexperienced next to inexperienced next to veteran next
You're
to
absolutely
inexperienced.
Right.
Oh my God. And if all things were equal and they were healthy, the line was going to be a work in progress, because it just takes time to coalesce and gel. I don't want to overstate things, but you've lost your veteran leader of your offensive line. You've lost your best offensive lineman, and you're already moving things around to begin with. This is awful.
This is why, I mean, it's a good situation to have. Russ Wilson just has played a lot of football, can help this offensive line out in certain situations, especially the certain downs and getting into certain protections and getting them all on the same page of what he's thinking. So having him is definitely beneficial, but it's not looking good.
I was going to say the devil's advocate argument to that would be
right.
he gonna be running for his life,
right?
So put Justin Fields out there. I'm inclined to agree with you, but I could see people making that argument. Your offensive line early on could wind up being a sieve, though I will say they want to run the football. You know, Mason McCormick gonna be a better run blocker early, you would think, than a pass blocker. And I mean, that should be easier to pick up at the NFL level, right, than pass blocking. So if they were going to run the ball a lot already against Atlanta, they might really be running the ball a lot now. I can't overstate what this loss means, though, when you already had question marks. And even if Broderick plays, he's hurt, and he had a bad rep in the Lions game after a horrendous performance. If if you were painting a picture for optimism on why you would want to be excited about the Steelers' offense going into 2024, it would be a new offensive coordinator that's run-oriented and an offensive line with a ton of pedigree. And now your offensive line with a ton of pedigree has that, but it's also, you'd have to think, it's got to be one of the most inexperienced offensive lines in the entire National Football League, if not the most inexperienced offensive line in the National Football League.
And when in your most basic, you know, arguably explosive players coming back, potentially coming back from a hamstring, which is Jaylen Warren. So if you want to run the football, like, I mean, I anticipate he's going to play, but say like he has a setback, like you're just nauseating it up. And, you know, you're just getting chunk, 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 and that's kind of just your game plan. Like, he's not going to break one. He's not going to get any significant yards. You know, he's not going to break out on a 30-yarder. You're just, I mean, it's tough.
And this is, you know, some could make the argument, well, better to happen now than in the gauntlet of the second half. Well, if you can't survive the early portion.
You're not, it doesn't matter.
Right, you're behind the eight ball and you got to dig out of a hole or bail out of a sinking boat. Good luck. He's like the one guy they couldn't lose on that line. Although there's a lack of depth all across that thing now. And again, no experience. You could, most likely offensive line, I think, game one. Roderick Jones at right. Daniels at right guard. Frazier. Anderson. Dan Moore.
Yep.
Because I just don't think you're playing four guys that don't have any experience.
Right.
And so you're not playing your best five talents. You're playing two guys with experience because you value that. And we do know Mike Tomlin does value that. Been a mood killer of a show kind of
mm-hmm.
today. The Pirates and Sayamalu and not paying Cam Hayward.
Expect a lot of Darnell Washington.
Yeah, that's true. That's not a bad thought.
A lot.
Can't really do the whole tackle eligible thing anymore either because you can't run the risk of those guys getting hurt. It's disastrous, at least for game one. All right, coming up next, Mike Tomlin was on with Rich Eisen yesterday after the quarterback decision was made, and he had a quote that totally floored me. I wonder if the listeners will feel the same way. We'll play it, we'll react, we'll talk about it next.
I think that those are two examples about what made it challenging. It was challenging because of the things that they're capable of doing and how they conducted themselves in a positive way, as opposed to being challenging because of the things that they lack. Sometimes you're dealing with two candidates, man, and you're choosing the best of two unattractive options, if you will. It became very evident early in this process that it wasn't going to be that. And when you're in my position, man, that's a good problem. We had two capable guys, two guys that we're excited about their skill sets, two guys that we're excited about how they conduct themselves as professionals and as men. And it played out in that way.
Mike Tomlin with his buddy, his pal, his friend, his guy, Rich Eisen yesterday. And Rich is so good at his job. Believe me, I mean that. And Rich seems like a truly decent man. I believe that. But he's just slobbing all over Tomlin. Every question he would end with, Coach. Coach, like with a quivering lip during Coach. And then Tomlin says, Rich, I'll tell you anything. It's not like they're whispering sweet nothings in each other's ear.
Basically.
But I digress. That answer to me was fascinating. That basically Mike Tomlin saying, Russ and Justin are both very good, and that makes it hard to make a decision when you've got two guys that are good gunning for one job. Unlike past experiences he's had. Well, how many quarterback battles has Mike Tomlin really been a part of?
Two.
Yep. We're talking about Duck Hodges v. Mason Rudolph, and we're talking about Mitch v. Kenny v. Rudolph. That's it. Those are the only two. And it made me wonder, like, did Mike Tomlin ever want Kenny Pickett in the first place? Or was he so underwhelmed by Kenny Pickett once they got him that he's thinking, holy hell, what the heck do we do with these guys?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how that sounded to me. You didn't get a follow-up from buddy old pal, old friend Rich Eisen, but my question would have been, is that how you felt the last couple of years, Coach? Because he calls him Coach. Is that what you felt the last couple of years, picking between Kenny Pickett and Mitch Trubisky? Because that's how I took that.
I think it's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of maybe he didn't want Kenny, but also finding out that
you know, the quarterback room and the things that went on last year that nobody was the guy. And you could find, as a coach, you could find that out right away. I mean, I think that, that the writing was on the wall whenever Kenny didn't get any first team reps when he got drafted. Like every quarterback that we now, Drake May's not going to start. I get that. J.J. McCarthy's going to go on IR as the rookie quarterbacks right now. And I think that there's one more rookie quarterback that is not. So, Michael Penix Jr. All of them get first team reps.
Mm-hmm.
All of them do. I think the writing was on the wall a long time ago before, right whenever they drafted Kenny and seeing him in OTAs being like, he's probably like, oh, shoot, we got to start Mitch. Oh, shoot, we got to start Mitch. Like, you know, like I think you could find it out real quick. And I think that he did. And that is a tough situation when you know that you're stuck with something that isn't, and you have to pull the most out of. Like, they had to pull the most out of Kenny to even if Kenny was still here, you know, they still would have to pull the most out of him. Instead of now, you don't have to pull anything out of these two guys. These guys have it. It's just, can they execute whenever the time comes? Because football's hard. That's all they're worried about. Football's hard. Can we go out there? Can we win games? We know these guys have the intangibles. I don't need to pull that out. I don't need to you know, throw any inspirational quotes at them to see if they can get their minds going.
Give them an office.
Right. You know, I don't need to do any of that. These guys got it. So it is a tough and different situation. And I think he was alluding to that.
I don't think Tomlin's changed much over the years. I mean, you learn things, you abandon things that don't work. With the running back, I think there's been some evolution there where he's always been a one-back guy, and last season he was a two-back guy. There's some evolution there by Tomlin. But I do think he's largely set in his ways. Omar Khan gave up on Chase Claypool, frankly, pretty darn quick, and it's obviously paid off. But that guy came onto the scene as a rookie, like gangbusters, had a hell of a season. Not long after, bang, see ya. Nope, it ain't working out. They paid Deontay Johnson. Still had a year left on his contract. Got rid of him. Because it wasn't, in his mind, Tomlin's mind, whomever, working out. Got rid of Matt Canada. I'm sure he's in on that decision. Comes, I think, mostly from the top. But I think Omar Khan probably saw the writing on the wall and said it's time. It makes me believe that Kenny Pickett, through and through, was a Kevin Colbert pick.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously with Art laying his thumb heavily on the scale, if Colbert were around, I think Kenny Pickett would probably still be the Steelers quarterback. And the fact that they moved on so quickly, and those Mike Tomlin's comments make me feel like it wasn't everybody seeing eye to eye on that guy. And I am at least happy that they could admit their mistake.
Yeah. I didn't think that was going to happen.
It's no way.
Too much pride. Mike Tomlin has a lot of pride. I thought that it was going to be all three. Like, whenever I made the prediction that they should get Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, it was with Kenny being a part of the mix and then rolling the ball out there and seeing who the best guy was to win. I didn't see them or think that they would even, like, to me, that would have been given up. That had been like, all right, like, we're just going to see who's the best quarterback.
Yeah. But
they were like, nope, you're gone. Where do you want to go? See ya. I didn't see that happening at all.
Me neither. And I do think the true test of, on the Jim Rutherford scale, where he would give up on guys all the time. Oh, I screwed that up. Let me get rid of him. The true test on the Rutherford scale is going to be the guys that Omar does draft, that he does handpick, and how quickly he is willing to move on from them if and when they don't work out. That'll be that next step there. But I do have a ton of respect for Kevin Colbert. I think he should be in the Hall of Fame one day. His last handful of drafts, talent procurement, not great. With the obvious exception of TJ Watt. And Omar Khan has had to come in here and trim a lot of dead weight. I just didn't think he would do it at quarterback so quickly. I did not. But I do think it's a total change here. Like I saw some fantasy football dude with a bunch of followers tweet out that the Steelers offense is going to be exactly the same because you go from Canada to Arthur Smith and you go from Kenny to Russell Wilson. There's a totally different dynamic when you go from having to hide your quarterback to being able to trust your quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they have now with Russ Wilson. You have a guy that you just know, you roll the ball out and he's going to do what you ask and he's going to play the game, and he's won a lot of games in this league. Whereas Kenny, you rolled the ball out there and you said, don't do X, Y, and Z.
Right.
It's a massive change to me. understated by that fantasy football guy whose name I already forgot. Coming up next, what do you say we give the people what they so desperately want, Dorn? And that is a sponsored football segment.
Yes.
Brought to you by Champ Tires, all brands in every size. And we've got Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette talking Steelers and Pitt at 9 o'clock. Oh, yes. This sponsored football segment filled with knowledge and fun is brought to you by Champ Tires, all brands in every size. I also remind you the 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Dorn, we've done a lot of football talk on today's show. Some national talk as well, talking about the Cleveland Browns, Brandon Ayuk situation. This one killed me yesterday. Bears rookie quarterback Caleb Williams, he gifted his offensive line heart pendants, it says, worth over $50,000 each, given all the Bears linemen. Looks like a nutsack, man.
It does.
And I think it actually is a nutsack.
Either way, it's a very odd gift, even if it is a heart. I did see the video slash picture of it. If it is a heart, it's weird to give your offensive line $50,000 Joel Hart.
Would you rather just give your offensive lineman $50,000?
Yes.
Or a new car or something like that?
Yes.
I think his...
I'd never wear that.
Doran, why would you? It's balls on your neck!
Right.
I think it's about being tough. I think that's what he's going for.
Do you really think it's balls?
It's not a heart, man. 0% chance it's a heart. Absolutely 0% chance it's a heart.
Then it's
about having nuts. It's about being tough. There ain't no veins like that on a heart.
There isn't?
There definitely are.
No, I know the heart's got veins, and I know that's not what that's not what it is. I'm just telling you. Ain't no heart looks like that. It's a sack. And he gave sacks to five offensive linemen. So what is that, $250,000 worth of nuts that he's giving these guys to wear around their neck to show that they've got testicular fortitude? I'm telling you.
Maybe it's like to so I don't get sacks.
It could be that, too.
Don't get sacked. But here's some sacks.
But it's not I love you. That's not what that is. I'm just telling you, I'll retweet it. That is not a heart. It's just definitely not. That might be what he's telling the media. That's not what it is.
Either way, it's odd.
Very odd. Did you see what's happened in Morgantown for Friday? Pat McAfee coming to town?
Did it burn down?
Not yet. That'll be after they beat Penn State about 4 p.m. Saturday. You could look for the smoke. You'll see it coming up. You'll see it traveling down I-79. All the couches on fire.
Mm-hmm.
No, they canceled classes. Not at West Virginia University. They canceled school for every school in Monongalia County.
Oh, wow.
Everyone. Because Pat McAfee's coming to town. It's going to be a traffic nightmare.
Oh, wow.
And the people are jacked up, Dorn.
Wow.
And I saw some old fogies saying, oh, back in my day, if we had a foot of snow, we wouldn't have school canceled. Okay, who cares? I'd rather be going to school now where they'll cancel it for it being too hot or too cold or too much snow or not enough snow or a football game. Why do old people always got to do that?
Yeah, we do it too. I am a little upset that school gets canceled a lot.
Well,
for ridiculous reasons.
As a parent, it's tough, yeah.
Yeah.
But don't you want to put yourself in your children's shoes and understand that they'd be having a great day that day? Nothing better than missing school.
There's nothing better than missing or having a snow day.
Nothing.
Oh, so good.
I'm being told that this was Dove Kleiman who tweeted out the Caleb Williams thing, and it might not be real.
He's usually like, this stuff is real, though.
Yeah, we just don't know if he's a real, legitimate human being, but
right.
The stuff he puts out there more often than not is real. I'm going to err on the side of Caleb Williams did get tricked out nuts to give all his offensive linemen. And if I get in trouble for it, so be it. Coming up next, Chris Carter of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette covers the Steelers and Pitt football for that outlet. We'll get to both with him when we come back. First, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet up to $7,500 in rebates, terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 90, low 70.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.